Hey everyone, this is Meredith Eisenberg from solobizhacker.com. Welcome to the Email Marketing Challenge. Today we are going to talk about what makes a great email message. And if you need a little bit of extra help with this or designing your template, we do have a companion coaching program that goes with this. You can grab that at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. You'll be really shocked at how affordable the program is, and you'll get my individual attention as you send me the copy of the template we're about to develop together to review. So this episode was born out of a complaint that one of my coaching clients had, which was that they sit down to write an email and they just can't get started. They just don't know where to start. And then they also wanted to know, well, Meredith, what is the best practice? What does a great email look like? And so either way, this is the answer to your question. So we're going to take a closer look at what a great email looks like and the structure you need to have in place so that you can just start from your template instead of starting from a blank screen. And so sitting down to write an email sometimes can be a little bit daunting. And I know I have this trouble too. You're sitting down, you're staring at a blank page, and you sort of know you need to write an email kind of about this or that, but you don't really know how you're going to present it to your audience. And so to avoid that and to save yourself a lot of time, start with an outline of what makes a great email message. When you have a pretty good idea of what that looks like for you and your brand, it becomes easier to fill in the blanks with what you want to share with your readers. So you want to start with the topic and purpose of your email. You have to be very clear in your head about both to be able to craft a message that will resonate with your subscribers and actually get them to take the action that you want them to take. So take a deep breath. Think about that for a minute. What is the purpose of your email? Are you just sharing information? Are you trying to develop your relationship and build their trust? Do you want to engage and build rapport? Do you want them to click a link to a blog post you just published? Do you want them to buy something? So you need to decide what you want them to do and then pick a topic that lends itself to that purpose. So for example, if you really want someone to buy something, sending a listicle email like 7 ways to increase your open rates is not really going to lead them to pushing a purchase button unless the product is really specifically related to that list. So you want to kind of figure out like what type of email am I sending and what is the end result that I want. And then you want to sort of develop a basic template that you can use for all of your email messages. You want it to be consistent, keep the same overall look and feel throughout your mailing so people aren't like, who's this? Because that's one of the quickest ways that people unsubscribe because they don't remember that they subscribed from you. And if you're changing your heading or your font or even your closing or even who the email is from message to message, people are likely to forget that you have a relationship. So you want to be as consistent as possible. So you can come up with a greeting like, hello, name, and a closing that includes your name and your URL. So it could be something like, be happy. And then like an image of yourself and then your name and then your URL. That's kind of a nice template. And so then you're not starting with a blank page. There's something on there already. So then the next important part of a great email message is a hook. So what's going to make your emails want to, or your readers want to open your email and start reading it? So this could be the promise of a good offer. It could be the results they can expect. It could be something funny or personal. And we'll talk about each of these throughout the challenge. But for now, realize that you need a good hook and start paying attention to the emails you receive that grab your attention. What kind of hooks are they using? And this is even more important lately because a lot of emails will preview that first line or let you type in a first line that, you know, comes below your subject line so that people can see that hook line. That's a great place to kind of encourage people to read your email. So then the next thing you do is You share all the pertinent information, you make sure your content flows, and it keeps your reader engaged and interested. And then finally, you need a so what, a call to action. So what is it that you want your readers to do when they're done reading the email? Do you want them to click a link, read an article, make a purchase, join a Facebook group, subscribe to your YouTube channel, or is it just hit reply and connect with you? So decide on the action you want them to take and then tell them what you want them to do. Yeah, that's it. It's as easy as that. So here's an example of a call to action. Click here to subscribe to my Facebook group, Solo Biz Hackers. I'm going to be doing a live video later this afternoon, and this is something you don't want to miss. So that's really all there is to great email messages. Super simple. Have a consistent opening and closing. Have a good hook to tell them what the email is about right up front and get them interested. And then give them the information in a way that is easy to digest and close it up with a call to action. And one of those things is shorter is often better. So don't feel like your email messages have to be long. They just have to be just long enough to get people to take the next step. So as you get better at this, you will get more responses to your email and your list, and your business will continue to grow. So for your homework, I want you to send me a simple template that you are planning on using with your email messages going forward, and I'm happy to review that with you. If you're in our companion coaching program, just go ahead and hit reply. If you want to learn more about that program, you can find out more at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. You can also interact with us on our Facebook group, facebook.com/solobizhacker. And I will see you guys all tomorrow.